Good morning and welcome to the Father's house. All right, here I come. I love you. I love you. I love you. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I love you. I love you. I love you. Week one, week two, week three. I love you. I love you. I love you. January, February, March. I love you. I love you. I love you. Year one, year two, year three. When I first got started walking with God and God was saying, hey, man, I want you to start loving people and caring for people. One of the things that really shows that you really love people is your patience. And when I first got started, I didn't have any patience and I struggled. And I was like, God, I'm showing people love, and I want them to respond, and I want them to react, but my patience is just not there. And I show love to people, and I do things, and I'm waiting for them to respond and react, and they didn't. And I would get upset, and I would get a bit out of shape, and I'd lose my patience. And I would go back to the Lord and say, I'm sorry. And God said, all right, keep moving again. And I was like, man, this thing just isn't working. And then one day the Lord kind of hit me. He said, Van, you are loving people on a clock. And I'm like, And he says, you are loving people. You want people to respond to you and react to you by the clock. On the clock, you have second hand and a minute hand and an hour hand. You want people to respond and react to your love in seconds, minutes, and hours. Change how you want people to love, or how you want to love people. How you want them to respond to react. Change that. Love people on a calendar, not on a clock. In other words, when you love people and you want them to respond to react, give them time. It might take a day. It might take a week. It might take a month. It might take some years. Give them time to respond and to react. And when you do that, you'll have more patience. And you know what? It works. It does work. You got to give people time to respond to your love. You got to be patient. And one of the ways to be patient is not to put people on a clock, but to put people on a calendar. And when you do that, patience will be there. And people can see your love and sense your love, and they can respond and react. Amen. That makes sense. Number two, God uses all of his children. God uses all of his children to help bring people into the kingdom. Heaven is big enough. God wants everybody to come into the kingdom. He doesn't want anybody to miss heaven. He wants everybody to make it to heaven. And he uses all of us. Not the same way. Some of us are preachers or pastors or teachers. But he uses all of us to help bring people into the kingdom. I used to think that God would use me when I'm perfect. And so I said, well, God, I can't be used because I'm not perfect. And when I get perfect, then you can use me. And God kind of put it to me like, man, I ain't got time. It's going to take forever to get you perfect. I don't have time for you to be perfect or to get perfect so that I can use you. I need you to be repentant. If you're repentant, not perfect, I can use you. I ain't got time to get you perfect. I'll do that later. I need you to be repentant. If you're repentant, I can use you. And I called her and I said, okay, Lord, use me. I'll be repentant. I'll come to you. I know I mess up. I know I blow it. And I will repent so that you can use me to help people get into the kingdom. So I'm going to use that. I'm going to do that right now because I want God to use me. Father, thank you for your grace and mercy. Forgive me. Thank you that I can come to you. In Jesus' name. Now use me. Amen. All right. My prayer this week for you. Here's my prayer. Galatians 6:9. God is talking, or the word is speaking, and be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season You shall reap if you faint not. Here's my prayer, that you don't get weary. God is going to bless you. Keep doing good. Keep doing right. Keep doing things well. Keep doing the things of God. You shall reap a harvest. It will come. Don't get weary. The devil will try to get you weary. He'll try to wear you down with hurt and hate and pain and struggle and misery. Don't get weary. This is my prayer for you. Amen. All right. Let me jump into the word. I have it on my verse, on my chest. My verse, my favorite verse. One of my favorite verses. If somebody asks you, hey, what is Van's favorite verse? Proverbs 3:5 right here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And I love this verse. And if I'm writing something, if I put something down, I'll usually put Proverbs 3:5. I love this verse. This is my verse. I call it my favorite verse. One of my favorite verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. I want to give you a word picture, and then I'll go back into talking about this verse. Here's the word picture. God has a hotel, and all his saints, all his children are in that hotel. A 1,000-floor hotel. And all his saints, all his servants are in that hotel. That's us. We're in there. And on there's a top. There's a penthouse. Jesus lives in the penthouse. He's top. He's on the top. And there's floors. And they're called faith floors. And each floor represents what you did for God or what God wanted you to do and you did. Faith floors. And the way you move from one floor to the other or up is through the elevator. And the elevator is called trust in the Lord with all your heart. Get the picture? All right. Let me step back into it. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. When I first got saved, when my eyes first opened up to God, man, this was my verse. And I just jumped right into it. And I was young. And I just started trusting God. And I didn't try to understand anything. I just started trusting God. And I saw myself started moving up the faith floor. Now understand, this building that we're in, this hotel that the Christians live in, that saints live in, that the servants of God live in, God loves everybody because God is love. And it doesn't matter what floor you're on. If you're on the first floor, second floor, 50th floor, God loves you. His love does not change. It doesn't matter what floor you're on. The reason you're on different floors is because of what you did for God and what you're doing for God because of your step of faith. And you got into that elevator called trust in the Lord with all your heart, and it moved you up. And I just jumped in there. And God started talking to me and started revealing things to me. I said, God, I trust you. God told me to marry my wife, Jackie, when I was in college. And I just trusted him. We didn't have anything. God said, just trust me. And we had children, and God said, just trust me. And I just trusted God. And I saw my faith move up. God delivered us. God provided for us. God opened doors for us. I saw God move, and I just trusted him. I didn't pay any attention. I didn't try to figure it out. I didn't try to answer any explanation. I just said, yes, I trust you, God. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I trust you. And I would just move up each floor by faith. And I started moving up. There's two sides of this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But the second side is lean not to your own understanding. It's like a coin. There's two sides to a coin. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, but lean not to your own understanding. As I got older and I started walking more in the Lord, I got to a point, if I could use this illustration, I called the terrible twos. You ever heard that term, terrible twos? Little kids, they're 2-year-old. And they're at a point they can walk and they can talk and they can figure out life to a certain degree. They don't have a job, they can't drive a car, they can't work, they can't cook, they can't do anything, but they got life figured out to a certain point to this area. Why? Why? They want to know why. They want you to explain why. And when you tell them to do something, they'll say, why? And even if you told them why, they couldn't comprehend it. Even if you explained it to them, they wouldn't catch it. But they say, why? And some of them even fold their arms and, I ain't moving, I ain't doing that until you explain it to me. Why? If I could use that illustration, as I started walking with the Lord, I got to a place where I got to start asking the Lord, why? I was like, God, why are certain things like they are? What's going on? Why? Now God was saying, Van, I want you to trust me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But I got to a point and I started saying, why? I'll use an example out of the Bible. John the Baptist. John the Baptist is straight up a prophet from God. Jesus even calls him the number one prophet. He's the highest prophet of all. He called Jesus out. He saw Jesus. He baptized Jesus. He saw the dove come down. He's everything. He's got it going on. John the Baptist. He hadn't did anything wrong. He's straight up. He's the real deal. And you know what happens to him? He gets beheaded. Why? I started asking, why? I mean, he's good. He's straight. He did everything right, Lord. Why did he suffer like he suffered? Stephen, in the Bible. I mean, he's a deacon. He's just helping people. He's not even doing anything. And the people get mad at him and they stone him. Why? And it says in the Bible, you stood up. But you didn't stood up to stop them from stoning him. You just stood up and welcomed him into heaven. Why? I don't understand. Little things like that started to bother me, and I started asking God questions. And I wanted him to explain to me, like a terrible tube, why? And then I started moving on in life, and I started walking my Christian life. And I saw how people would treat me. I'm loving people, I'm helping people, I'm doing things to people, and they're doing me wrong. I'm doing the right thing, I'm praying, I'm going to church, I'm giving, I'm doing what I'm supposed to, and I'm catching hell. And I'm like, God, why? People stabbing me in the back who I thought were with me. And I'm like, why? And your word would say, just trust me, man. Just keep moving, trust in the Lord with all your heart. But I got to admit, I stopped. I was like, why? People in my life would die like my mom, and they're suffering, they're going through stuff, and I'm like, why? She's good. I know she's good. I know she's right. Why? And I started asking God for an explanation. And I got to admit, I got to a place where I stopped. I would not get on the elevator to go to the next level to do anything for God, because I was like, God, I need for you to explain to me. Talk to me. Explain why are certain things happening. Why do certain things happen to certain people? How come certain people die? Why? I know you say trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, but I don't feel like I can move on, God. Why? And so it was kind of funny, because sometimes I remember there's some people, they would do like a fast. And they say, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna eat anything until you tell me. And I tried to play that game on God. And God was kind of like, man, I can wait forever. I don't eat food. And you're the one that's gonna get hungry. And I got hungry in an hour. It just didn't work. I tried to force God's hand. I tried to tell God, hey God, I'm not doing anything until you talk to me. And God just sat there and looked. 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years, Lord. Lord can wait all he wants. Van, you can't outwait me. I tried to press God and push God. And finally, I got to a place I kind of realized, God ain't going to tell me everything. The God who knows everything is not going to tell me everything. And somewhere I thought, I don't know, I just thought, because God knows everything, he was going to tell me everything and explain things to me. But what he was trying to get me to understand is, man, that verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I did not say, trust me when you understand everything. I said, trust me even though you don't understand. And you'll move up to the floors of faith. When I finally came to grips with that, you know what? God does know everything, but I don't. And God ain't got to tell me everything. He's God. If he wants to tell me, he will. But if he doesn't, that's his right. He's God. My part is to trust him. And if I want to walk up those steps or get up those levels as faith floors, I got to trust him with all my heart and not try to understand him and not try to make him explain to me like I'm in a terrible two and I ain't going nowhere. I just need to trust him. When you trust God with all your heart and you lean not to your own understanding, what will happen is you'll move up by faith. And you'll keep moving up next floor, next floor. Because God asks you to do something, and you'll do it. You'll want to do something for God, and you'll do it because you trust him. Not trying to understand him. Not asking for him to explain it and figure it all out. You just trust him. Proverbs 3:5 is my favorite verse, but it's also my toughest verse. It's hard. It's tough when you got to trust God and he won't explain himself. You don't understand. It's tough, but it's worth it. Amen. Brothers and sisters, my prayer for you is that you will trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you want to keep moving up in faith, if you want to get closer to Jesus, not to his love. He loves us no matter what floor we're on. But there's things he wants us to do. And we got to move up by faith. And the only way we move up by faith, we got to step into that elevator called trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. Blessings, my brother. Have a great day.